Acknowledging that you weren't in during last week's 7 interviews, what did you glean about how they conducted those interviews last week?
The board did great. The good thing about this is that there was such a strong, as I told you before, there was a strong applicant group for this, for Brian. And the tough part is getting the right person in for the last interviews. And that's very difficult when you have such a strong group of candidates, you know, to return. And so, but the board did their due diligence. They asked very good questions and got good responses from the applicants. And so they've determined who those three are, and we'll see where it goes from here.
In today's discussion, what were the things that you anticipated that were said, the things that you did not anticipate that were said?
Well, I think there was healthy discussion back and forth by all the board members on getting the right person in. And I think each one of them had their views on the applicants and wanted to share those views. And some agreed with others and some didn't agree with others, and which that's a good thing. That's a healthy thing. And as I told the board, I said, if you didn't have such a strong group of applicants, this would have been real easy. But because it was such a good group, you know, it made it much more difficult. And so there was some real good, healthy discussion, because the board's heart, as I said before, there it's in the right place. They're wanting the best person for Brian ISD.
What was the margin from going from 7 to 3? Could any of the 7 fill the role?
Yeah. In fact, the board president told me that he said any of these 7 could certainly fit into our district, and without any hesitation. He said they were all 7 quality candidates. So I was pleased with that. So
I'm sure that's something that doesn't happen everywhere either.
No, it doesn't happen everywhere. But, you know, the board did a good job in selecting, you know, the candidates to come in, and they all turned out to be great. And so that makes it tough.